Good morning. This is Roy Ulrich with another Daily Inspiration. This week we've been talking about the acid test of discipleship. And again, as we've been saying all week so far here, Jesus told us in John 13, "By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another." And that's the acid test. You know, talk is cheap. People can say anything, and it's meaningless. People can claim to be a disciple of Christ. There's a lot of people out there profess Christianity and godliness. But Jesus said, "By this, by what shall men know? All men know that ye are my disciples," and this is it. This is the test. "If ye have love one to another." Well, now that's easy to say. Oh, sure, I love God. I love this man. I love that guy. I love, you know. But again, talk is cheap. Let's see, there's a saying that says, how does that go? Our walk talks and our talk talks, but our walk talks more than our talk talks. That's it, that's the saying. Yeah, you know, we can say things, but the way we live really is who we are. You can say what you want, but the way that you live really is who you are. Well, so are we truly a disciple of Christ? That's the acid test. The acid test is if we really love one another. So let's put shoes on those words. That's what we've been talking about this week. We've been looking at 1 Corinthians 13, which is called the love chapter here in the Bible. And we've been looking at various aspects of love, how love behaves, how it gets lived out in our everyday lives. And I'd like to pick up again in verse 11 in this chapter. We're going to finish here today. Verse 11 in 1 Corinthians 13 says, "When I was a child, I spake as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see through a glass darkly," verse 12, "but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as also I am known. And now abideth faith, hope, charity, these three, but the greatest of these is charity." You know, when I, some months ago, when I was reading this portion of Scripture, and I looked at verse 11, it just dawned on me, well, why? Why, when Paul is talking about love here, does he all of a sudden start talking about when I was a child, I spake like a child, understood as a child, thought as a child? What does that have to do with love? And suddenly the lights came on. It's no accident that Paul and God, through his Holy Spirit, inspired Paul to write those words. Think about it this way. When I was a child, when you were a child, you talked, you thought, and reasoned like a child. Think about it. Children have a narrow view of many things. Children lack understanding. And children have many wrong notions of how things really are. For example, you take a small child in your home, they sit down at your table with their feet under your table, they come for a meal. They come with an empty stomach, they're hungry, they're ready to eat. Their understanding is very limited. They know there's food in the pantry, in the refrigerator, in the freezer, in canned jars. There's just always food in the house. And furthermore, when the weather gets cold, the house is usually always warm. There's plenty of clothing around. They're fed, they're clothed, they have, you know, they're well provided for. They have no concept, no clue, no understanding of what it takes for daddy to be out working for income, to put food on the table, to put oil in the furnace or coal in the furnace, whatever. They have no concept. Now, there's nothing wrong with that. It's just that they haven't grown to a level of maturity or a level of understanding where they know those things, where they understand them. And so I'm saying here, children have a narrow view of many things. Do you follow me? Children lack understanding. Children have many wrong notions of how things really are. And children have to be taught to love. They do. You don't have to teach a child to grab a toy from a playmate. That comes naturally at a very, very young age. No one, I don't know of anyone who has ever taught their children to grab a toy from another playmate, but it happens. It comes naturally. But they have to be taught to love. That does not come naturally. Now, I understand that when children are loved and shown love, they respond very well to that in love. But my point is that children need to be taught to love. They have to mature in living this way and grow in learning to love. Well, Paul is making a very good point here. Are we like children in this matter of learning how to love one another? Do we have a narrow view of how love really behaves? Is that how we live? Have we put away childish ways, childish reasoning, childish thinking when it comes to this matter of loving one another? Sometimes I wonder. It's pretty easy to think childishly or retaliate in a childish way instead of really loving someone who we really should love. But no, we'd rather retaliate. We'd rather get mad at them. We'd rather just lash out. We'd rather tell them where to get off. On and on. You know, I wonder if maybe we have some growing up to do in this matter of love, loving others. We're talking about the acid test that Christ gave us of loving one another. Do we really love one another, or do we just look like a disciple of Christ? Again, remember I've said talk is cheap. We can make all kinds of claims and so on. A lot of people claim to be godly people, just a lot of people claim to be Christians. But the acid test if we're a disciple of Christ is, do we really love one another? And if you go through this chapter here in 1 Corinthians 13, there are so many aspects of love and how it behaves, and Jesus was right on. It is the acid test. And so again, I say my question to you folks, to all of us, to myself, are we truly a disciple of Christ, or do we just look like one? Well, I hope we are a true disciple of Christ. I hope that loving one another with a pure heart fervently is a part of who you are. And I know that all of us have room to grow in these areas. I know we do. We're not perfect. But let's strive to grow and mature in these things. Let's not be content to be a child in ways of loving. But let's grow up into maturity and learn to love one another with a pure heart fervently. Folks, let's not just profess to be a disciple of Christ and just look like one. Let's pass the acid test and let's be a true disciple of Christ. Well, may God bless you. May these meditations this week have been an inspiration and encouragement to you to walk in love with Christ. God bless you.